News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
We're going to talk water because you will have seen the hose pipe bans. You'll have seen the kind of pressure that Irish Water is under raises two issues. What's happening short term in respect of hose pipe bans and what's happening long term with our actual capacity to get water to the people and communities that need it. To the first of those, we're joined by Mairead Conlon, who's Asset Strategy Senior Manager at ISCA AIR. And let's talk hose pipes to begin. Mairead, are we likely to see an extension of the ban?
Thanks, Anton. First off, I'd like to thank all our customers for the efforts that they've made in conserving water. We have seen, since we brought in the water conservation order, we have seen a reduction in demand, and that has been welcome and that has helped us in our efforts to protect the water supplies. There's no decision in terms of extending the water conservation order made at this point in time.
I'm sure
yet.
You're looking hard at the tea leaves, though. What does it look like?
If we look at it nationally, if you look at the picture nationally, we have had recovery in the northwest area. But if we look at the southeast, we have had very little rain. When we're looking at water conservation orders, we don't want to put them in place. If we don't have to, we do understand it is a significant impact to customers, and we really appreciate when customers work with us on them. So we don't want to put it in place if we don't have to. So we won't be making the decision until nearer the time when we can look at the long-term weather forecast, and the weather forecast change all the times. So we review it again nearer the time. For the southeast area, we have had very little rainfall, but because this year, while we have had a really dry summer, one thing that has benefited us this year is the fact that we did have a very wet winter going into this summer. So our more resilient sources, the sources that the lakes and our well-protected groundwater sources, they are quite stable for this time of year. It's our more vulnerable sources, the sources that in the long term we plan to move away from. So they'd be the smaller groundwater sources, the smaller river abstractions. They're the ones that we're really particularly monitoring right now. But they are holding up, some of the smaller supplies we are tankering water to reduce the impact to the customers.
You talk about the small river abstractions. What about the largest river abstraction? Because it is now, what are we up to, 30 years since various forms of local authorities, national authorities, and then Irish Water have been saying we need to start extracting from the Shannon. And we were told we were at absolute crisis point 10 years ago. If we were at crisis point a decade ago, where are we now?
So the water supply project, which is the project to abstract the water from the Parchim Basin and bring it up to the Eastern Midlands region. In terms of it's a great project because the River Shannon, it covers 20% of the landmass of Ireland. And, one specific unique feature of the River Shannon is all the lakes that it has. So, it has great storage there, and it will be a really sustainable source of supply for the residents in the Eastern Midlands area. Because we did have that, that wet winter, the sources in the Eastern Midlands area are holding stable now. So for the large population centres, we do have, a secure water supply going in for the rest of the period. I suppose it would have been, and the risk that we have there in those population areas is that if we did have a dry year, the situation would be different. So currently, water supplies are stable, and we will continue to monitor the situation.
Sorry, when you say the situation would be different, what's worst case scenario? We have a dry winter running into a dry summer. What happens?
So in terms of, we monitor, so that would be an escalation, and we'd have escalation of measures if we were in a situation like that. We're fortunate this year we're not there, and we'll continue to monitor.
An escalation of measures mean you turn on the tap and nothing comes out of it?
So we would, before we that point would not be something that we'd be working, we'd be putting in measures before we get to that point, and that's what we'd bring in the water conservation order. A lot of customers currently have issues with their water supply, and we're tankering water to them, so they don't even know there's an issue. And we've put in place nighttime restrictions. So there's measures that we take before we just get to any period like that. And we would always manage the water supplies to maintain supplies for our customers.
Mairead, thanks very much for your time. That's Mairead Conlon, who's Asset Strategy Senior Manager at ISCA AIR.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.